ground up with pepper and stuff in it, you call it?
Sausage.
And a man that makes his living by selling meat is
a butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has
spoiled or ruined.
And after people butcher a hog, what do they make with the meat from the head?
Minced meat.
Of a hog. And if you kept butter too long and then it didn't taste good anymore, you'd say that the butter was
I guess I'd say it stinks, but I don't know of any particular word.
Rancid or something. No. Heard that word?
Well, yeah, I've heard it, but I've never heard it.
What about thick, sour milk, lumpy milk? That's
clabbered.
And the kind of cheese that people make from that is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Cooked cheese, is that it? It's what they used to make down here at the cheese plant.
Oh, that's what they were.
And that's the way it looked clabbered in these big old things. I don't know, though.
A type of pie sort of thing, it's baked in a deep dish and it had like a layer of crust and then a layer of fruit and another layer of crust. You call that a
cobbler.
And food that's taken between meals, you call it
snacks.
And a sort of a sweetened milk or liquid of some kind that people pour over pudding or sometimes over cobbler or something like that. You call it
topping?
Or something like that. Have you ever heard it called dip?
Sauce. There we go. That rang a bell.
Mm-hmm. You might say, in talking about breakfast, you might say, this morning at 7 o'clock I
ate.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it from a
glass or a pitcher.
If you're really thirsty.
I really do. I drink it from a pitcher.
Yeah, really. And if I ask you in reference to water or whatever it was, how much did you drink? You'd say, well, I
drank a whole lot.
And if somebody came into the dining room and you wanted them to have a meal with you, might say, well, won't you
have dinner or supper or whatever meal it happens to be,
and
or eat with us.
And if you wanted somebody,
which reminds me, you should have taken this up while you're you're going to be late.
Oh, that doesn't matter. See, Marianne doesn't. Ted goes to this basketball camp
clinic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so she doesn't cook for him. You see, because he eats there.
Yeah.
So she doesn't cook. They just have sandwiches. So that's, you can have a
sandwich. Make a sandwich
anytime. Right. Food that's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
warmed over.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And well,
you sure you don't know these jokers that did this?
I really don't. You say that peas and beets and things like that, you say that they're all kinds of
vegetables.
And a little plot near your house where you might grow vegetables would be a
garden.
Yeah.